Welcome to the Philharmonic Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 8:54 British Summer Time. Today is October 12th. Today was another positive day right across risk assets. In Asia, China was a bit of a standout because that was an emphatic upside key reversal on the Shanghai A share market following the rather good performance in the bank sector yesterday. Sentiment may be turning. I posted charts today of the Shanghai A shares PE ratio and dividend yield. If one goes back and looks at important lows in the stock market in 2005 and 2008, then PE ratios are right back to exactly the same levels that they were back then. If you go then and look at the dividend yields, peaks in the dividend yield were also important peaks were in 2008 and 2005. The dividend yield this time around has not appreciated to the same extent, but the PE is definitely down there at an attractive level from the perspective of fundamental valuation. The government is also beginning to look at this market, and that could possibly be enough to sway investor sentiment. Certainly, today's emphatic upside key reversal is exactly what the bulls would have been looking for. Follow through tomorrow will certainly help in terms of improving sentiment. Elsewhere in Asia, it was generally a positive day. The Thai, Indonesian, Philippines, and Malaysian markets were all in positive territory. The Philippines and Indonesia in particular have pushed right back up towards their 200-day moving averages. They've closed that overextension very quickly, just in 2 weeks, and this has been an emphatic bounce back. Now, the real question will be asked when they pull back next. Are they going to find support in the region of their 200-day moving average? Is it going to be above the August lows? Excuse me. For those markets, it's more like a September low. And that will be a big question answered in terms of those markets. In Europe today, the majority of markets are in positive territory. The DAX was stronger by 2%, the FTSE by 0.85%. The FTSE 100 now is at 5,441. It's almost closed its overextension relative to the 200-day moving average. I don't think it would be correct to say that it is currently overextended at all, such as the narrow band that is trading relative to the MA at this stage. In Wall Street, the Dow Jones has been flirting with moving back up into positive territory for the year-to-date performance in here today. It's closing out the day up about 1%. The S&P up just over 1%. The Nasdaq was also reasonably firm in here, although off its high intraday. The US dollar was weak in here today. The Australian dollar was stronger by over 2 cents. It's pushing back up above parity. It has closed its overextension relative to the 200-day moving average in here today. Provided it holds above the parity level, then one can assume that the medium-term uptrend has been reasserted. Even if it doesn't, provided it holds above the low that was put in a few weeks ago and continues then to push back up above parity on a subsequent rally, then the likelihood of it being able to reassert its medium-term uptrend has increased considerably. The dollar index has pushed below the 77 level today. It's finishing out pretty much close to that level right now. This has been a rather large pullback in the US dollar. Until now, it could have been classified as an unwinding of an overbought condition. To a certain extent, it could still be considered that. We remain within an extremely volatile environment. The dollar has had a remarkable rally over the course of August and September. It's unwound a good part of that now. This is a larger pullback than we've seen previously for the dollar index within the context of this short-term advance. The risk of heightened anxiety environment that saw so many markets plunge in September has been reversed, at least partially, in the first couple of weeks of October. And we're seeing that a number of these markets that did sell off very, very quickly have had this very big bounce back. That answers a number of questions in terms of the people that were predicting a crash, but What we do need to see is these markets holding, particularly Wall Street and the European markets that have been ranging, that they can sustain moves up out of their ranges. This is a positive week so far. It's a second consecutive week on the upside for markets such as the FTSE 100 and the S&P. If they can break up out of these ranges, that will be extremely positive. We are at the upper side here, and questions are beginning to be asked, will it or won't it? US Treasuries were weaker today by a full point. They're down to 138.26/32. It was also there's still a large degree of commonality right across the government bond sector that could be considered safe havens. Bunds were down by a full point. They're down to 133 now. That is looking increasingly like a completed medium-term top. US Treasuries have got that big bond auction tomorrow. What happens subsequent to that will be highly instructive, in my opinion, because there's going to be a large amount of supply hitting the market. The Fed is almost certainly going to be involved. The Operation Twist says that they're going to recycle a large amount of their holdings into longer dated treasuries. So we'll see how that how the prices perform subsequent to that. Primary dealers will of course be looking for higher yields. Apart from yesterday, prices had been down a consecutive days for the last seven sessions, and yesterday there wasn't much of a rally. So given the commonality in the sector, it's looking increasingly likely that these bond prices are hitting medium-term peaks. They have attracted an extraordinary amount of capital over the last couple of months, and yields have moved to levels that couldn't possibly be considered value if we're not going to have a massive deflationary spiral in not just the USA, but a whole string of markets. They were priced for worst case scenario. It's looking increasingly likely we're not going to have the worst case scenario. So that would suggest that bond prices can come down in here. That money will have to move somewhere. A large number of stock markets are still way overextended relative to their MAs. The sharp rebound that we're seeing in the Asian dollar index and in a large number of those Asian shares would suggest that some money is starting to flow back into the Asian region. That is still the global center of growth. It's the economic engine of the global economy. It's for the first time in hundreds of years you're seeing massive populations having a chance of increasing their living standards. Hundreds of millions of people are being lifted out of poverty and into the middle classes. Consumer-led shares are outperforming in this environment. Dividend aristocrats such as McDonald's have held above their 200-day moving averages. They remain within the confines of consistent medium-term uptrends. I posted a number of US shares in comment of the day today that share the exact same characteristic. They remain within the confines of consistent medium-term uptrends. They still have progressions of higher reaction lows. They still continue to find support in the region of their 200-day moving averages, and that's exactly what we would look for. If bond markets are going to come under additional selling pressure, gold was also an asset that had rallied in the early parts of the bond rally. It had this very large pullback, $1,900 to $1,550, and it's currently at $1,677. It could also benefit from the weakness of the US dollar, such as it is, as well as the money that's coming out of the government bond market and looking for a market where there is a potential return. Precious metals have all had this big pullback. They are all reasonably oversold in the short term. Gold remains above its 200-day moving average, has found support in the region of it around the 1550 level. It's firming above that level right now. Given the extent of the decline, a period of support building is probably warranted in here. It has been eking out advances in the region of $10 and $15 for the last couple of weeks. It goes up a bit, it comes back a bit, but it's been going upwards gradually. if we get a downward dynamic, that would probably hold it up for a while longer. But the signs are that it is rather encouraging. We are heading into a generally favorable time of the year for gold. The risks are to the upside. The question is whether it's going to spend some time going sideways before it goes upwards. Markets such as platinum and palladium are still really quite overextended relative to their MAs. Platinum was stronger today by $35. It's up to 1550. The MA is still in the region of $1,700. So that is still really quite overextended, almost by 10%. The majority of people have become highly ambivalent about the amount of volatility that we've had in the market, and the pessimism that has been expressed about stock markets would suggest that if people have a position, they've been short. But a lot of people, I suspect, have been on the sidelines, and they're waiting for a chance to get back in. They're waiting for a sign. It's looking increasingly likely that markets, particularly Wall Street and a number of the firmer European markets, have probably hit a medium-term low. We're definitely getting a short-term on or an unwind of the short-term oversold condition in a number of Asian markets. They probably need to pull back and find support above their 200-day or pull back and find support above their recent lows, and then move above their 200-day moving averages to really convince a lot of people that these markets are going to reassert their medium-term uptrends. They've definitely had technical deterioration. This has been a good bounce back. They're beginning to unwind. Some of them have already unwound their oversold conditions. What happens next, I think, will crystallize the view for a lot of people. I think with that, I will leave you for the evening and wish all the best to all of you.